All right, friends, we're close to the end of our 28 Days of Black History series. Obviously, there are 29 days in the month this year, so we're not done. But if you've been listening and enjoyed the series, consider making a donation to support our work in the years ahead. You can donate on Venmo at Anti-Racism Daily or on our website, 28daysofblackhistory.com. And now, back to our programming. Edmonia Lewis is considered the first Afro-Native American professional sculptor to achieve international recognition for her work. Little is known about Lewis's life, as the sculptor was notorious for embellishing details of her life to captivate her audience. What is known is she was a remarkable artist who thwarted the constraints placed before her in a white male-dominated field. Named Wildfire at birth, Mary Edmonia Lewis was born in 1844. Her mother was Ojibwe, and her father was said to be a free West Indian immigrant. They would both die while Edmonia was quite young, forcing her to live with her maternal aunts. It's believed that Lewis's interest in the arts stemmed from her mother, an artist who made moccasins and other indigenous-inspired trinkets that she sold to tourists. Lewis would receive an education throughout her youth thanks to her older half-brother, who found success out west during the gold rush. With his financial support, she was able to attend Oberlin College in 1859, one of the first institutions in the U.S. to admit black and women students. Despite priding themselves on their progressive practices and championing abolitionist views and racial and gender equality, racism plagued Lewis at the liberal college. She was accused of poisoning two white female students in 1862. Before her trial, she was kidnapped by a mob of white men who severely beat her and left her in an empty field during winter. Lewis suffered severe injuries, yet no one was ever arrested for the attack. She was later acquitted of her poison charge. The following year, she was accused of stealing art supplies and barred from registering for her last term, forcing her to leave the institution. In 2022, Oberlin College awarded a posthumous diploma to Lewis. Lewis moved to Boston to pursue an art career in sculpture. The art scene as a whole was and remains heavily male-dominated. But it was especially rare for a female sculptor to break through because the profession was deemed too arduous for women. Furthermore, anatomy classes, which allowed sculptors to study the human form, were only open to white men. Resolute in her choice, she met and began studying under portrait sculptor Edward Brackett. In time, Lewis made and sold portrait medallions of famous abolitionists like William Lloyd Garrison, Charles Sumner, and Wendell Phillips. She later produced busts of John Brown and Colonel Robert Gould Shaw. These works were popular amongst abolitionists during the Civil War, and this recognition raised Lewis's artist status, allowing her to finance a trip to Europe in 1865. She had grown tired of being stifled and receiving praise for being a colored girl in the form. "I was practically driven to Rome in order to obtain the opportunities for art culture and to find a social atmosphere where I was not constantly reminded of my color," Lewis recounted years later. "The land of liberty had no room for a colored sculptor." In Rome, she surrounded herself with other American sculptors and began working in marble. What set Lewis apart from other sculptors was that while they hired local workers to carve their final pieces, Lewis did all her stonework, preserving its authenticity and curbing any suspicion that these pieces weren't hers. Lewis would gain national and international recognition for her sculptures that would also feature black and indigenous subjects, drawing from her heritage and emancipation. But like most artwork by black women, Lewis's pieces were rarely seen as worthy of preservation and were subsequently lost. This was the case with her more notable sculpture, The Death of Cleopatra, which resided at a racetrack, a scrapyard, and was later graffitied before it was finally recognized as a striking work of art by the uniquely talented Edmonia Lewis. "Sometimes the times were dark and the outlook was lonesome, but where there is a will, there is a way. I pitched in and dug at my work until now I am what I am. It was hard work, though. But with color and sex against me, I have achieved success. That is what I tell my people whenever I meet them, that they must not be discouraged, but work ahead until the world is found to respect them for what they have accomplished." 28 Days of Black History is our free, month-long series where we celebrate stories of black leaders and their impact on arts, culture, and society. Look for Black History Month in titles of other episodes in this podcast. The Anti-Racism Daily is made possible by contributions from our community. Join in by making a one-time or monthly donation. You can find us on Venmo at Anti-Racism Daily, or you can give on our website, www.the-ard.com. This podcast uses computer-generated audio. Inconsistencies may occur.